Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. And He will turn your sorrows into joy. He never said you'd only see sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain. He only promised us a heart full of singing. And that's the very thing that once brought pain. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all, give them all. And He will turn your sorrow into joy. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all, give them. Yet He will turn your sorrow into
followed you. Bird followed me. They told me a down home country song. Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, then the barefoot ballad just can't go wrong. Give me a honk tonk fiddle with a guitar in the middle of a melody. Thundering like a fountain, swinging out on Smoky Mountain. Barefoot ballad, yes, a barefoot ballad. Play for me a down home country song. Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, with a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toes connected to the two toes, and the two toes connected to the three toes, and the three toes connected to the four toes, and the four toes connected to the five toes, and the five toes.
That's a live toe.
And away we go! Barefoot ballad, won't you play for me a down home country song? Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, with a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toe connected to the two toes, and two toes connected to the three toes, and three toes connected to the four toes, and four toes connected to the five toes, and a five toe.
That's a live toe.
What's a live toe?
That's a jive toe.
What's a jive toe?
That's a drive toe.
So away we go, I want a barefoot ballad, yes. Barefoot ballad, won't you play for me?
Play for who?
Play for him.
Play for her.
A barefoot ballad song.
Thank you.
conversation, yeah, you know. Old cowboy went riding down one dark and windy day.
Troy.
Ghost chickens in the sky.
Oh, how about a half of Leroy? Here it comes, America.
A chicken farmer took a walk out on his farm one day. He paused by the coop as he went along his way. But all at once, a rotten egg hit him in the eye. It was a sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Ghost chickens in the chicken farmer since he was 24, working for the colonel 30 years or more, killing all them chickens and sending them to fry, and now they want revenge. Ghost chickens in the sky. Chickens in the sky.
cheeks were black and shiny and their eyes were blazing red. They didn't have no feathers. These chickens all were dead. They picked that farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked them extra crispy and they ate them with coleslaw. Ghost chickens in the sky.
Oh, Leroy, cuz.
All right. Can you guys hear me? Please say you can hear me. I finally got my mic to turn on. I don't dare turn it off, but I got it on.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I don't know what it is. Blog Talk has been totally messed up this week. But at least I could connect today. That's something new and different.
Yeah, good.
Half the songs I clicked to try and play, it won't play. But, you know, I just went on to something else. So, okay. What we've been doing so far is just hearing music because my mic wouldn't come on. It finally came on. We'll see how long that lasts. So it took me about 4 minutes to get Sue's mic to turn on. I'm afraid to turn it off, so turn the phone off. Anyway, I've got T-Rex, Love to Boogie, and we'll see if that comes on. It won't. Okay, I gotta bring up a different song, and I can't turn your mic off, so you're gonna have to turn your phone off, honey.
Yeah, let me get it. I was trying to reach for it when it rang, and I'm kind of stretching kind of hard because of my back, and it's over on the other side. So give me a minute.
Well, just don't hurt yourself. That's all I get. Just don't hurt yourself.
Oh, well.
We'll see how I'm doing. See, I tried a different song and it's not starting either. Oh, well, I'll be writing another not so friendly email. Because they told me they had it fixed. And guess what? It isn't. Maybe that needs to be that way in order for this. It's just giving me all kinds of hassles, kids. I don't know what music's going to play, what music's not going to play. The songs I played obviously will. It says I'm on the internet, but it's not connecting anything. And okay. I have to choose to not be torqued off. You know, just do what I can and don't worry about it. Well, let's see if this one works. Yes, okay. Ben Morrison.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping, in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened, the Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high at a rainbow's wall, slipping. you, a brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. As you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing
Okay, that one worked. Let's try Roy Orbison, Ooby Dooby. Maybe,
hey, baby,
maybe not.
Jump over here when you do the ooby dooby. I'm just trying to be near ooby dooby.
One played, but it wasn't the new one I put in this morning. It was the old one I had in there for a month. Something's going on with Blog Talk, and I don't like it. But let's see. Let's see if this one will play. I like it. It's going to play. Yay! Jeff Beck on guitar and Johnny Depp actually singing. He can sing. I think that's wonderful. A man of many talents. But boy, we're going to miss Jeff. We are really going to miss Jeff. Well, let's see if this one will play. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, If It Flies. It will. Yay!
All that glitters.
Yeah. You guys know what that is, right? They're talking about a drug trip. I don't think that's the way to go, but hey, you know, it made a good song. Anyway, let's see if this one will go. The Fortunes. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Cross your fingers.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Okay, so let's see if three will make it. See if we can play Love the Boogie by T-Rex, and we'll give a cheer or a sigh of relief, one or the other.
Really?
It's going to play. It's going to play. All right.
We love the boogie. We love the boogie on the side.
You know, that's the third time I've tried to play that song, and it finally played. Third time's a charm, they say. With Blog Talk, sometimes that's not even good enough, but I got it to play. Third time I got it to play. All right, let's see if this is like a treasure hunt or a game of chance. Spin the wheel and see what comes up that's actually going to work. Hey, you know what? Count my blessings. At least I'm connected and I'm able to be playing music, and I finally got my mic turned. I'm afraid to turn it off now. So if you hear extra stuff during a song, it's because I'm afraid to turn my mic off because I won't get it back on. So that's just how we're rolling today. At least we're on the air and you guys are hearing music. So lucky blessings. Yes. Thank you. All right. This is the Hollies with the letter. If it plays, one of my favorites.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home.
Okay, and as long as we got the Hollies rolling here, let's see if Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress will work. No. Hey, you know, I gave it a shot, and it says, I'm not playing. I'm going to go get something else. Okay, let's see. I can't see half this stuff. My eyes aren't working very well today.
Look at what Ian posted with that guy sitting on the engine of that plane with his little table and he's eating outside.
I don't have time right now, baby girl. I got to be doing this music stuff, and I can't do
two
things at once. That's not working either. Oh, come on. Give me a break. I tried a zombie song and it says, That one's not going to work because I can't even find it. But it's in there. I know it's in there because I got it off my library. Okay. Let's do this the old way. Which right now doesn't surprise me because Blog Talk is so mucked up right now. It is not even funny, people. This is horrible. And they think they got it fixed, and they're going to find out they don't. Because I'm going to tell them it's not fixed. Okay. I wanted to stop at a different song, but I'm going to go all the way down, see if I can get this one.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I should have brought my other glasses in here. Okay, here it is. The Chords from 1954. Shaboom, if it plays. It's not going to play. Well, let's see if this one plays.
Lottery. Where we go. Let's see if Casey and the Sunshine Band want to work today.
Shake, shake, shake.
They don't want to work. They're lazy asses. Okay. Let's try Bill Haley. Shake, rattle, and roll. Won't even let me click that sucker. This is not a good thing, people. It's just driving me totally bonkers.
Jeannie, I don't recall this ever happening before.
No, it hasn't. They did something funky to it. But it wasn't even working on Tuesday. So, okay, she's not there. The zombie.
Well, no one told me about her. The way she lied. Well, no one told me about her. How many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her. Well, they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Okay, at least we got it to play, and now I'm looking for something, and I have to look for it the old-fashioned way because it doesn't work when you type in the title of the song. It's enough to drive you wild. It really is. It totally is. How about Don't Want to Miss a Thing? Hello?
Okay.
I just had it here.
Is it
I just had the one. There it is. Okay, let's see. Yes, it's still playing.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Oh, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever, where every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what you're dreaming, wondering if it's me you're seeing. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. And I just want to stay with you in this moment forever. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do, I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, and I don't want to miss one smile, and I don't want to miss one kiss. I just want to be with you, right here with you, just like this. I just want to hold you close. I feel your heart so close to mine, and to stay here in this moment for all the rest of time. I don't want to close my eyes, I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do, I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, I don't want to close my eyes, I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do, I'd still miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a thing, don't want to close my eyes, don't want to fall asleep, I don't want to miss a thing, not one thing. Love you, babe.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for the nice comments. I do appreciate that. I love singing for you because you like it, and that makes it nice, very nice. All right. Let's see if Andy Gibb's song will play, Shadow Dancing. Is it going to fly? It is not going to fly. Well, okay, then. Let's find... Let's see if Blake Shelton wants to work today. Let's see. Get that one down and go this way and this way. I don't know. Man, now it doesn't even want to type correctly or incorrectly. I mean, you know, it doesn't want to do anything. Come on. I wonder if you could offer the doggy biscuit fad board. It works for the dog. Okay. Well, let's see. Some beach. Let's see if that'll fly. Here we go.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach, somewhere, margaritas and hot senoritas, smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salt evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
Every time I hear that, it reminds me of a story when that song first came out. There was a girl walking around the halls in her high school singing this song, and they dragged her in the principal's office because somebody reported her for cussing. And she had to explain, "No, no, that's not what it's saying. That's not what I was singing." And she says, "Some beach." Those are the words to the song. I'm not singing what you're saying I'm singing. And I thought it was hilarious. I think of that story every time I hear that song. Because when I first heard that song, I thought the same thing. You have to really listen to it to hear what it's really saying. So it's kind of fun, actually. All right, let's see if this one, as long as we're with the water and stuff like that, let's see if this one will work. Otis Redding. Yes. Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, and I headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've got nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything seems to stay the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, for 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, I'm wasting time.
All right. That's kind of, that'll mail you out. That'll mail you right out. It's good for that. It's good for that. All right, here's a song, If It Plays. Here's a song, another one that features Jeff Beck on guitar and Johnny Depp singing, and I love this song. I do love this song. See if he'll fly. It's not going to fly. Okay, well, let's see about Bob Seger in Old Time Rock and Roll. Maybe that'll play. Yep, that'll go. Rock and roll. Yes. I like Bob Seger stuff. He's good. He's good. All right. Let's see if this one will play. You always got to wonder today. Here is Splish Splash by Bobby Darin.
Splish Splash. Yeah. One, two, three. Splish Splash. I was taking a bath. Strong about a Saturday night. The tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrap the towel around me and I open the door, and then a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splashing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a strolling, damn! Yeah. I saw saw the whole gang dancing on my front room rug. Yeah, the flip-a-floppers, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was Lollipopper with a peg of Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was pushing and a flash, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a showing.
Yeah, I think I would have run if I'd gone out like that in the middle of a party. I would have disappeared. I wouldn't have gone back. No way. And those people would never come to my house again because I wouldn't want to be facing them. Well, I don't know. God. Maybe it would be interesting. Who knows? Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see if the Classics 4 will play with Stormy. Is it going to fly? No, it's not going to fly. Okay, well, let's see. What else have we got here? This is very frustrating, people. You know, it's kind of... It's like spinning that wheel in Vegas. You pay your $20 and spin the wheel and wonder if you're going to hit on anything. All right. Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence. Cross your fingers and let's let her fly. Well, she ain't flying. So, okay. Oh, this is frustrating. Let's see if a different one will go. Come on. Find it. There we go. Okay. Let's see if Rolling Stones' Start Me Up will work. Yes.
I've been running high.
All right. That got your motor running again after it slowed down to a near stop. Anyway, here we are with the Archies and cross your fingers. Maybe this one will play. Sugar, sugar. We're not going to get sugar, sugar. Okay. Well, all right. Fine. Let's see if Gordon Lightfoot wants to work today. We'll find out. Sundown. Yes. My husband played that in their band way back then. It's been around a long time. If you haven't heard it, you've been hiding in a barrel, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, there you go. It's one I've always liked. Gordon Lightfoot was good. Everybody always made fun of him back in the 70s. I don't know why. I never did understand that because I thought he was great. Anyway, here is Creedence Clearwater Revival, If It Will Play, with Susie Q.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness gosh. Can you imagine? Just let your mind wander. What would Jeff Beck have done with that song? With that solo in there? That would have been hypnotizing. Oh, yes. That would have been cool. We'll never know now. We'll never know, unfortunately. Maybe somebody else will do it. We'll see. All right. Here's one. I love this song, and I decided I was going to do it. So let's see what you think. Take My Breath Away.
Watching every motion in my foolish lover's game. On this endless ocean, finally lovers know no shame. Turning and returning to some secret place inside. Watching in slow motion as you turn around and say, take my breath away, take my breath
worked. Okay. Let's see if Mike Nesmith's song that he wrote for the Monkees works. Sweet Young Thing.
I know that something very strange has happened to my brain. I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubts you planted have started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's love you bring, know that I can't deny. With your wings, I can learn to fly, sweet young thing. People try to talk to me, their words are ugly sounds. I resist all their attempts to try and bring me down. Turned on to the sunset like I've never been before. I'll listen for your footsteps and your knock upon the door. And it's love you bring, know that I can't deny. With your wings, I can learn to fly, sweet young thing. And it's love you bring, with dreams of bluer skies and the morning sings when I see it in your eyes, sweet young thing. Sweet young thing.
Okay. That worked. I like that. I like that. Okay, Shauna girl, call in. Oh, you already called in. What am I saying? This blog talk thing's got me all squared six ways from Sunday. Well, hey, girl, how are you doing? Are you ready with that song?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm trying to process through grief and hurt and all that stuff, you know. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, that was something else that happened. Yeah, well, something flashed on my screen. I had to figure out what the heck it was, and it was just Sue signing off, so it's okay. Well, all
I was
right,
just saying,
honey,
I'm going through, you know, the motions. I'm grieving. We didn't just lose Lisa Marie. It happened on my daddy's anniversary of his death, and then my best friend from high school, she died just a couple of days ago. So it's just been, I've just been going.
You're
with
having
the motions.
A rough time, girlfriend. You're having a rough time, yes.
Yeah,
that's
I'm having
not
a little
fun, no matter
of
how you find it.
I've got the January blues. That's what I call them. That's just going to get worse.
But,
January is not my good honey, month.
No, January sucks.
That's
my opinion. It always has. It always will. It's the worst month of the whole year, and if I could just sleep through the whole thing, that'd be good.
That's how I feel, too. But unfortunately, you know, I have to go to work, and I have a family to take care of, so I'm just going with the motion.
Yeah.
But,
oh, no, honey. Welcome to my world. But anyway, anytime you're ready with your song, darling.
I am. I want to sing a song for Lisa Marie. It's not going to be your typical song that she would sing, like any slow song or anything. And I hope I am allowed to cuss on your show, Miss Jenny, because the song does have a cuss word in it.
Oh, honey. Go
okay.
for it. It's part of the song.
All right. You guys
if
know,
you've
I'm
been listening to me, I cuss every once in a while. It just kind of slips out and flies.
I do.
But that's all right. Don't worry about it.
The way the listeners here, okay? Just let them know there is one cuss word in it. This is a song that she wrote herself in 2002, and it was how she was feeling. Like, feeling. Putting all everything
okay.
together. So
All right.
I just want to sing it for her so you guys can understand a little bit about, you know, how she was feeling. I mean, she wrote these words. These are her words. She was a brilliant songwriter, guys.
Okay, we're
the song
ready.
The song is called S.O.B., Miss Jenny. S.O.B. So
I love it already.
It's called Son of a Bitch. So There you go, guys.
I like it.
I'm ready.
I like it. Go for
All right.
it, girlfriend.
This is for you, Lisa.
Very good.
You can just feel her frustrations in the words of that song, y'all, and just how everything was just closing in sometimes on her.
Yep, exactly. And music's a very good way to get all that out.
Well, I just hope I did that song justice. I can't sing like her. She's got a unique type of voice, but you guys... just listen to the words. It explains a lot about her life and the road she was on, the road she was going to be on, the road she was taking.
You did a good job, girl. You did a good job.
Thank you. You know, to me, she didn't deserve this, you know, but that's just me.
Well, the thing is we can't control things that happen. So a lot of things that people don't deserve still happen. And it that falls under the heading of you just have to accept it because you can't change it and you can't control it. So that's where we are. We just have to accept it and deal with it.
Death has no respecter of age, you know. It picks whoever it chooses, you know. It picks the young, it picks the old, it picks whoever it wants. And the thing is, we have to stay here, and we have to pick up the pieces. And life
That's
goes
right.
on. I know it might seem a little selfish. I've been living with this for over a week, y'all. Life goes on, but the hurt and pain is still there. There is no time limit on mourning someone and grieving someone. I'm kind of cross between sad and angry at the same time. So I guess I felt this song more than probably others did at this time because I am angry and I am sad. You know?
And I remember feeling that way when my sister committed suicide, so I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it's
and
just one of the things, you know, and just to hear that they're doing all the funeral arrangements and everything live on Sunday at 9 a.m., I mean, yeah, her dad had that, but this is 2023. I don't think the world should have to see us putting our rock princess, you know, in the ground, but if that's what you guys want to do, they are doing it live, so go on Graceline Cam, you'll find it.
Well, I'm not watching it.
It's
rather morbid.
Things, I don't even know why. I mean, they might as well sell tickets, girl.
Yes, seriously. Exactly. But see, and that's the thing. I don't do funerals. I do not do funerals. I don't do it because it is the living feeding off of the sorrow of everyone else around them. The dead aren't there anymore. The funeral is not for the person that died. It's for the person still living. And it's just... It's all in how do you handle it? How do you handle death? It's something you can't control. Yes, you're going to hurt. You're going to cry. That's normal. That's human. But after a certain amount of time, you kind of got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and carry on because you cannot change it. Once it happens, it's done.
You have to. You have a life. You have to, guys. And, you know, depression is a thing that some people don't like to talk about, and it's a taboo word for some of your older folks because you were raised that it was taboo, but it's not anymore. Mental illness, depression,
exactly.
All that stuff, you know, it's something that you can get help for, something that you can ask help for, something that you can get your friends to help you deal with. You know, it's something a lot of people actually go through. I have bouts of depression. You guys may not know it from time to time, but I do. And it's caused by certain things and elements and all that stuff, but it does happen from time to time.
Yes.
And it's nice to hear a nice word or something from a friend when you're in that type of mood. So the thing is, just look out for your friends, okay, everybody? Look out for your family. Look out for your friends. And just be the shining bright light that they might need to get through that trial that they're going through, you know? Be there for them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And
you know,
if
he goes to a hole and digs his head like an ostrich in the sand, you be there and you hold that head. You be there.
Exactly. Exactly. Because when we're all in that state of depression over the sorrow, we need somebody that's not depressed, somebody that understands but is willing to help pull us up out of it. And, yeah, I've been there regularly too, darling, ever since my sister died. And then my best friend died. We had been friends since we were six, and she died this last May 31st on her 70th birthday. And in some ways it was a relief because she had been sick for years, and she had like six things, that any one of which could kill her. But she finally succumbed to the onslaught. And you always feel that. That loss is always there. Don't think it's going to heal and go away because it won't.
No,
it happens. You learn how to deal with it. You learn how to assimilate it into your being, into your emotions, so that eventually you can think about it without the tears. The sadness over it is always there, but you learn how to deal with it. You learn how to make it part of your life.
And yes, you do. I mean, like on Thursday when I got up, I mean, I knew it was the 15th anniversary of Daddy's passing. And I was like, okay, Shauna, get up. You got to go to work. You got a kid to get up. You got to get him to school. Come on. And I had to get up and do all that. But by midday, I had a quick quiet time bathroom break at work. You guys know what I'm talking about. They are possible. Uh-huh. And right then, it just came to me. Oh God, Daddy's been gone 15 years, and then it just came to me. I start crying for a minute, and then I wipe my eyes. And go, okay, Shauna, be strong. Go to work.
Yeah.
And then when I got home from work, that's when I got the news at 2:00 about Lisa Marie being rushed to the hospital. So it was like, what? You know, it was like my heart just skipped and jumped out, and I had to Google and look and see if it was true, because you know how media is, a lie. And I looked, and I said, oh, God, it is true. It is true. Oh, my Lord. And then the next day, there was a post by my friend in high school telling me that my girlfriend is dead, that my best childhood friend that I had grown up with is dead. And that just, girl, that was too much for me. I took a break for about a half a week, guys, because it's just too much for me.
I got a phone call from her sister. That's how I found out she had died. But I got to say goodbye to her 2 days beforehand because her sister called me to tell me what was happening, and she held the phone up for her because she couldn't hold the phone, and she couldn't talk. She had no strength to talk. So I got to tell her how I felt about her, and I got to say goodbye. And
I wish Deborah would have called
me.
She had, that's awful. I wish you would have called me. I would have loved to
see you. It makes it better because you know what's happening, and it does make it easier to handle. And what was not easy to handle was that she had told me about 2 months earlier when I talked to her last on the phone when she could still talk, and I started crying and asking her, what am I ever going to do when you're not in this world with me anymore? And I started crying, and she ordered me to stop it. She said, I don't want any of that stuff. I don't want you crying over me. I want you to be happy that I had a good long life. No crying. I forbid it because I'm going to a better place and I won't hurt anymore. And she almost got angry with me for starting to cry. So I made it a point after that to never cry over her death. It was
hard to
do,
one of those things,
but I knew that's what she wanted.
You might say you're not going to cry, but a song might come on the radio or something just might be said and the memory will come, and it'll come. Trust me, it'll come.
Well,
I keep saying I won't cry over Daddy, but every year or something happens and I'll cry over losing Daddy. So
far, so good. She died May 31st, and I have upheld her order and not cried about it. So I'm okay so far. And I do it only because she ordered me not to cry. That's the only way I can do it. That's the only
way,
is to remember that she doesn't want me to cry about it.
Well, the best thing to do, and before I go, I'll tell you all this, just lend an ear. You know, just lend some love and an ear to someone who needs to vent, because really it means a lot to them, trust me. If you can just listen, they need to talk it out. Yes, because sometimes I just need someone to hear me. You know, Jenny, just listen to what I have to say.
Oh, yes, I know, honey, I know. And you know I'm here for you, honey.
I know,
we've
I'm here for you.
That way.
Work is crazy, and it's just how it is right now. Can't retire early, you know.
Exactly.
Still got to truck it on.
Oh, tell me about it. Oh, Lord, I worked an extra 2 years just because I couldn't retire. Or was it 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to be for me in the future, but I'm just a working on and never quit your day job. You know, the YouTube channel is still going. We send the content out, but I'm not quitting my day job. That pays my bills.
Exactly.
But anyway, guys, thank you for letting me sing on the show and giving me some time to give some love to Lisa and her brilliant songwriting abilities.
Yes.
So much.
Well, thank you for doing it. You did a good job, and I think that's all something
thank
we needed
you.
To hear.
Well, I think she deserves that someone can sing her song. You know, nobody ever sings her songs. I've noticed that. I have. I don't ever see anybody sing her song, so I thought that could be the least that I can do. Plus, it helped me a little bit.
Right.
You know, I got frustrations out in that song. I feel the same exact damn way, all right?
Well, you know, yes, yes. And I think it helped a lot of people that heard it. And right now it's time for me to say goodbye because we're at the end of the show.
Well, thank you for letting me get on. I want to say goodbye to everybody. Adios. I love y'all, and I'll see you soon. Bye, Miss Jenny. Thank you.
Bye, sweetie. Thank you for coming on and doing that.
Always a pleasure.
I appreciate it. Appreciate
You're welcome.
All right. Well, hey, everybody, we are at the end of our time for today. It kind of worked today, which it didn't do Tuesday at all. So we did get to play music. I just had to scramble around and shuffle through 3 or 4 songs sometimes. But we did it. We got our music. We got our rock and roll. I hope that it lifted y'all up the way it did me. We needed to hear that rock and roll today. We didn't need love songs. We didn't need smooth, silky songs. We needed that rock and roll. Bob Seger, yes. Creedence Clearwater, yes. Led Zeppelin. That's what we needed today. So, hey, we got it. And I hope you all enjoyed it and that you feel better. And go out through this day and share your smile. I mean, you've got bubbles inside you that feel good. Share them. Keep the good feeling bubbles going. Don't succumb to sadness. Don't succumb to wishing it was different because there's nothing you can do about that. And you've got to keep on keeping on. So being sad, when you've had your sad time, it's time to pick it up and move on. And you can't be sad about it forever. You got to continue on with your life. So there comes a time to let it go. And we all know that. So see if it's your time to let it go. See how that works. And in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Stay safe. Stay well. And for goodness sake, be happy and share a smile with everyone you see. All right? So I leave you with this. Nothing at all. It's amazing how you can speak right to my
at all. me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Oh.